The season is starting, and Prosper Insurance is helped to stock you up on your favorite Washington football team gear by offering a $25 gift card to the NFL shop when you get a home and auto quote with them. You don't even have to buy a policy to get the $25 gift card, though the savings will be worth it. I can tell you from experience, the quote I received was $2,000 less than my previous insurer. It might not be like that for everyone, but why not find out? Finding the right insurance can be a pain, but Prosper makes it easy while providing great service and advice. Their licensed advisors shop the market with top companies like Allstate, Nationwide, Progressive, Travelers, and more to find you the perfect coverage at a great rate, which helps explain why Prosper has more than 1,000 five-star reviews on Google. You have nothing to lose. Simply visit prosper.insurance/kime to get your quote and a $25 gift card. That's prosper.insurance/kime, K-E-I-M. This offer is good from August 29th to September 12th. You know what else is cool? They plant a tree for every policy they write. That's more than 66,000 trees and counting. Get ready to feel good about your insurance.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today, the voice of the Washington football team, Graham Weinstein, and I go over Washington's season opening 20-16 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Won't waste time with my thoughts because Graham and I get into all of the game. Just know you can follow Graham on Twitter at RealGrahamW. You can read my work on ESPN.com, including an update on quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick and more. And just know we'll get a further update on him Monday. Graham and I get into some of this. Anyway, that's it. Now, here's Graham and I talking about the season opening loss. It was fun to have the fans back in the stands, but what the hell happened on third downs with the defense? All right, Bram, we're going to get to the obvious topic, the quarterbacks, in a minute because it's always a topic here, another injury to talk about, another change. But let's start in general, your big takeaway.
14 of 19 on third down. That's just not going to be acceptable, and you're not going to win. And maybe part of that is Justin Herbert is just outstanding. He was extremely clutch a year ago on third down, and he was obviously here today. He was very impressive. If you don't get pressure on him, you're in a lot of trouble. We saw that early with him. That said, I thought this was the number two defense in the league that was supposedly improved. And 14 of 19 is flatly not going to cut it. And the one that is particularly the ball game really is third and 16 at the 12. It's one thing if Herbert chucks one in the middle of the field and Mike Williams or Keenan Allen makes some crazy catch, you know, in traffic or something like that. And that just happens. But just for someone to catch it underneath and then dive for a first down,
that was bad.
That was really bad. And that's not acceptable. And that's where the ball game is, in my opinion. And then there's a lot going on here with Ron Rivera saying missed assignments. I need to watch the game again because, you know, I'm just saw it in real time. So I need to see what he's talking about. And there were some conditioning issues, obviously, too. There were guys running in and out of the game constantly. So,
And it also led to guys like Chase Young and Montez Sweat not rushing in certain key situations.
That's right. You know, that's right. And it's not that they don't rotate. They do. They did last year, too.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Not like I think for fans to understand, like, number one, Young and Sweat are not out there on every play. Nobody's out there on every play. People rotate. Like, that happens. I agree, though. There were some key situations where their absence was noticeable.
Right.
I know we'll get to the offense in a minute because I think it's a much more complicated thing to probably talk about. But I got to tell you, like, out of the gate, what I expected was this team's going to hang its hat on its defense. And frankly, the stat sheet says something that the scoreboard does not. I thought they were dominated today.
Yeah.
You know, short of a couple of drives, they got their sea legs under them after the first touchdown for a good couple of drives. And then from there, really Herbert had his way with them, and specifically in clutch situations. And they're not going anywhere if they don't fix that. And I will assume that they're going to get better than they were today.
Listen, they have to be better. And I think they will. They were good in some of those areas last year. Herbert also is just a different dude throwing the ball. And it was, he put on a clinic at times. Keenan Allen put on a route running clinic at times. But I agree, like, there, that is, to me, what concerned me was the maturity issue. And it's not so much like that they act like 10-year-olds, but from a football standpoint, when he's talking about the game, hey, these guys are trying to do too much, or they're not in the right spots because they just didn't do their job. That to me is a concern, because this team, you know, they need to be the bedrock of this team. And why are you not in those spots? Why are you trying to do too much? Does that speak to an immaturity issue with the overall age or youth of the defense?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know, but I will say, I mean, this has been going on for like a month, publicly and privately. When we speak to Ron Rivera, he brings up that word constantly, maturity. So because clearly he's seeing something here that is, you know, he feels like needs to be fixed. And he's never really exactly clarified what he means by that. So I don't want to put any words in his mouth, but that word comes up a lot. Right after the game, the first thing out of his mouth is there's a lot of missed assignments. And he wasn't just saying it because that's how he felt. He said, I'm looking on the tablets and I'm telling you, like, in between drives, there's a lot of missed assignments. And that's why I'm eager to watch this again tonight, because I want to see what he was talking about. And so, you know, I think he has kind of foreshadowed that he was concerned how they were going to come out of the gate by saying, I don't know how mature they are. And maybe he means just collectively, if everyone understands what they're supposed to do, this is not hero ball. They got the ranking they got last year because, one, of the competition that they played, and two, because they did overachieve, I think, beyond what they expected of them. It's not going to be that way this year. Herbert is the first of like 7 Pro Bowl or Hall of Fame type quarterbacks that they're playing this year. And this was a rough, rough start. And hopefully it's a wake up call, because they better win Thursday. 0-2 heading to Buffalo. They better win on Thursday.
Yes. And which they have to. That becomes a must win game, no matter who's at quarterback. But sticking with the defense for a second, it was also disappointing to me that they, you know, I know they flipped Chase Young to the left side. Ron Rivera said, well, that's kind of what they do. But I also figure that was a better matchup for him than facing Rashawn Slater, who I think the way he plays, his hands, his ability to set, gives Chase Young trouble. But it would have been nice to see that 4-man rush produce a lot more than it did.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, what became clear just in watching, and it was hard to know what they were going to do. I mean, this is a very difficult game to kind of try to forecast and say, like, well, this is what I think they should do, because Chargers had a new staff and a lot of new people and four different offensive linemen. And really, honestly, because Bulaga barely played last year, a whole new offensive line and obviously new schemes. It's hard to know what they were going to do. But it became clear early that, like, and this is just my viewpoint of watching Herbert last year, there's a lot of Brady in him. Like, you got to get pressure up the middle on him, because if you don't, he's going to kill you. Like, he is going to kill you. And, you know, when they did get pressure on him up the middle, they did force some throws that were off from him. It wasn't enough. And unfortunately, you know, it happened regularly on third down plays. And man, that guy was clutch today. God, he was hitting everything today.
And, the thing that, again, like, there were some throws you're just like, I don't know if the coverage could have been a lot better there, because the throw was just perfect. But this defense does do well in the red zone and did that again today. But the third downs and just the rest of the time was a disaster. It's not the way you want to start. And I think to the maturity thing, too, what I've heard, too, Bram, when you talk to people over there is second half of the year, because I think they know that there's still more work to be done in some of those areas. And I'm guessing that what he feared came out today.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing, we were talking about this last week on my show and when we were together at the park, that like, I wasn't getting a great vibe, you know, really just overall from the team. And I don't want to like make any pronouncements, oh, they're not ready or this is going to happen or anything, because you don't really know and you don't know until you go. But here are the coaches saying out loud, I'm not sure this team's mature enough. They need to handle themselves, learn how to handle themselves a little bit better. You know, there was felt like a ramp down as we headed into the opener. And I had a bad feeling coming into it, but I just wanted to believe, one, they'll be fine. I saw what their defense did a year ago and they'll be fine. And then secondarily, the Chargers hadn't shown anything either. And they're coming east.
Right.
And I don't know what to expect from them either. So I felt this game was really a toss up. And the score looks like it was a toss up. But I think if you really go back and watch and think about what happened today, I think you'll see that score could have been very different and probably be a little more emblematic of how badly the Chargers outplayed them today.
But I also think it also speaks to situational football. In some of those areas, they were pretty good. Red zone, again, really good. Third downs, horrendous. And you just can't keep giving that guy that kind of time, or not the time, but that many chances. And then when you look at how Washington was on third downs, and they weren't very good. So that was a big, big, big story of the game. And, you know, I also know, like, Benjamin St. Juice was picked on a little bit. I didn't think his coverage was horrible. But like you, I do want to go back. I need to go back and watch the game because, you don't want to sound like a coach when you say that. But it's true. When you're sitting here watching this game live, I'm not able to sit there and rewind every play to see what happened and to analyze it. But with the missed assignments, how many times were there two guys on one guy? Because you saw that a couple of times, two guys running wide open. I thought they were going to have some trouble with Herbert and that offense, but it just did not unfold the way that I anticipated for them. Let's go to the offense, because that's where the big story is going to be this week as well with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, he's getting it, for people listening, he's getting an MRI Monday morning. There is a concern that perhaps it's a hip subluxation. Don't know. Now, that's a bit too general, because that could be, we don't know yet the severity. They have to find out with the MRI. But that's a fear. Then we'll see the severity based on the MRI. What did you think of his play and then what Taylor Heinicke came in and did?
So, not unlike the preseason, I have no judgment on him because I don't think he was out there very long. And so I think it's very hard to make some kind of judgment off of a few series, other than to say, I mean, here they were into the second quarter and Terry McLaurin hadn't been targeted yet.
Right.
And Logan Thomas isn't seeing the ball. And so I'm kind of curious what exactly was the plan of attack. And so I don't want to blame Fitzpatrick on that, but I'm trying to figure out like what exactly they were trying to do. But it's such a short sample size, I think it's hard to make any real judgments of him. Heinicke, clearly the blood was pumping early. I mean, he sailed with his first couple of passes, you know. And so, and then once he calmed down, he's a gamer. The lights are not too bright for him. There's a lot of energy behind him. You saw what happened in the stadium the second he went in there.
Yeah.
He's a gamer. He's a player. There was some moxie to Gibson too. I think I saw that too in the third quarter. Like, you could kind of feel the energy was back. What's kind of hard to know, and I think we all, like, as we watch it, it's just like he's such a freelancer that it's kind of hard to know, to project out what a full game looks like with him when you actually literally game plan it, or what multiple weeks look like with him, right? You know, if Fitzpatrick is going to miss some time. And I, like you, I don't know, you know, the severity of the injury. I have a hard time believing he's playing on Thursday, no matter what, but like,
yeah,
but I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I think, and you know, the question that I always have with Heinicke is the durability, and he's not built to last. He is not only not built, but doesn't play the way that you would need to get through a long season. That's always been a big fear with him. He doesn't have the greatest arm, but what he does have is good anticipation and knows where guys are supposed to be. And he does provide energy and a spark. I just wonder how long can he do that, playing that way, and then, you know, can he stay healthy? Because if he does, I think he can do some things to help these guys. But with Fitzpatrick, one of the things that surprised me early, Bram, was with this defense, and it's a lot of two deep safeties, I was expecting a little bit more, a lot more underneath in the early going. I felt like they were taking some shots. I'm like, that surprised me. That, and I think with Heinicke, that second half, the drive started with a couple of short passes to McLaurin. So that surprised me.
Yeah, I kind of came in, and again, it's hard, you know, in most cases I would have an opinion of how I think that they should attack anybody or whatever. But in this case, it was so hard because the Chargers had not shown literally anything in the summer. So it was just kind of hard to know.
Staley's defense plays a lot. They did it in LA. So it's whether or not it's the same D, because you don't have the same players, he has shown a certain shell that he plays.
It stood to reason a little bit that with very young and inexperienced linebackers, and with the propensity to likely blitz a lot, because that's what Staley did. He would bring people up to the line and you have to guess who's coming and who isn't. That I felt like there was going to be some real opportunity in the middle of the field with either McLaurin or McKissick or Logan Thomas,
right,
or, you know, et al. And that didn't play out that way. And I don't want to pretend to be a coach and know what I'm talking about, but that was just my gut kind of going in. And there was very little of that. And then at the same time, there was very little success doing really anything else in the passing game. I felt like Dyami Brown, not unlike in the preseason, I think people need to calm their expectations. He looked like a rookie to me.
He did.
It doesn't mean that there's not a big upside for him. He just looked like a rookie today. And considering that, you know, I think walking in, we all said, do they know what they're good at, or do they know what they think they're going to be good at? And if you don't know the answer to that question, then I think you just go with what you know and take what they give you. And they didn't go to the well with McKissick, Thomas, McLaurin, quantities of this team at this point. So I was a little surprised. And so I'm waiting to see what happens Thursday night, because I think there's a major recalibration that needs to be done on offense to consider what are we good at, or what are we going to hang our hat on? And on defense, to the degree of, are you embarrassed by what happened today? Because we can't have this happen again.
Football is back, so you need to get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And with the NFL returning, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 or more on any week, one game, to receive $200 in free bets instantly. DraftKings didn't forget about current customers. All customers can participate in DraftKings Week 1 no-brainer. For opening night, all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KIME to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code KIME, K-E-I-M, to get your free $200 in free bets instantly. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, Virginia only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500. Sticking with the offense, because one thing they did do is they did stick with the run with Gibson in the second half, especially. And what did you think of his game? Because my little take on it, and he talked about it, there were a couple times where he got a little bit cute with some of his runs, where he tried to bounce it, like he might bounce it and then try to bounce again, or he bounced a little bit too early or things like that. And on that fumble, that's one of the things Rivera talked about, was hit that hole and press the hole stronger or better. And he didn't need to bounce that one out. Stick with that one, because then you're going to get a few yards. But they felt like he got a little bit cute with it, and that led to the fumble.
Yeah, and maybe that's a maturity thing too. That, like, you're not going to make a big play on every play. You need to understand that. A fumble at the 5-yard line is devastating. I mean, so, you know, there's nothing else you could say about that other than it's just a devastating play at any juncture of the game to fumble where they fumbled the ball. So that was rough. You know, I think he's a playmaker. I think he had a pretty good game, if you, you know, take away a devastating turnover. But, like, I thought he played relatively well. I look at the – this. I had a fear of the offensive line not coming out.
I was going to get to that.
Gelled. And listen, Sam Cosmi had to block one of the best pass rushers in the world and got eaten up pretty hard today. And they came in knowing they were going to have to give him some help, but – That's a heck of a trial by fire against that guy. That guy was, until about a week ago, the highest paid defensive lineman in the NFL for a reason.
Right.
So he had a tough time. The left side of the line at times had a tough time. I was concerned that it was going to take a little time for the offensive line to kind of come together. They had said out loud they think they're better. Out of the gate, I wouldn't describe them as better in week one. It does it, but again, like, it's so early. It's also new. And frankly, I had a vibe, and I think you did too, that this was not ready for prime time out of the gate. It doesn't mean it can't get there, but there's a lot of things that need to be cleaned up big time and fast before they hit what is going to be a gauntlet of quarterbacks like Herbert, you know, from mid-October on.
Right. Listen, they even faced Matt Ryan. Well, Atlanta's not a very good team, but Matt Ryan still can play quarterback.
Yes.
The other thing with that line, and like my thought has always been, I think they're deeper, but I don't know if they're better starting five yet, but I do think they're deeper. But, you know, you saw Leno give up the pressure and the hit on Fitzpatrick. And I've seen him give up some things this summer, whether it's in practice or in the preseason games. And you're right, Cosme's rookie. I do like where Cosme, I think, can get to. I thought that was a really, really tough assignment for his opener. So I did like what I saw from Gibson. And I think there's some encouraging signs there. And that's the one thing I don't want to do is go overboard with the first game of the year in terms of – one way or another, which way is this going to go? Because if they had won, there were still some concerns that would come out of this game with. And there's, you know, some of the stuff that we're talking about was probably about the same because, you know, if you get one more touchdown.
Look, for everybody's freaking out, and I didn't think it was a great debut either, okay? But, like, they were 1-5 a year ago with a team that is not as deep as this one. So I think everyone should need to relax. There's a long way to go here. Listen, things can get turned upside down. If they're not going to have their starting quarterback for a long period of time, I think we need to, you know, hope on Heinicke, but think about that for a moment. That's a tough pill to swallow if that's what it's going to be. And that the rest of some of this stuff is going to hopefully clarify itself because I do think they have a very competitive team. I do think that they have a way deeper team than they did a year ago. And I'm hoping to chalk up that this defensive performance is not going to be the norm for them. I mean, I don't know how many yards they gave up in the second half, but the last couple of drives were crazy, the amount of yards they gave up. They were, last year, the best second half defense by far, like not close, by far, by 300 yards next to the next highest ranked defensive unit in the second half all of last year. They were the best scoring defense in the NFL last year in the second half too. So I believe... and this has been Ron Rivera's past. They get better as things move along.
They do. And he knows that. He knows that.
He does, and they do. And I saw it last year. I saw it at 1-5 when they had a terrible game of turnovers against the Giants. And I went, you know what? They keep playing like this. They're going to be fine. And they were.
Right.
And this was not the way they wanted to start. I was very concerned just in general with the way things were being discussed with words like maturity, vibe at the park in general, that they could have an outcome like this, and they got one. And I'm hoping pride kicks in and hopefully some different discipline kicks in and hopefully missed assignments get cleaned up and hopefully Fitzpatrick's not out for a long time and hopefully, you know, that they figure out what they are on offense. And there's a lot there, but there's 15 other teams that are going, what do we need to do differently today too? So I'm hoping that, you know, everyone stay medium. It was a rough one, but you know, it was a rough one against a team with a top 10 quarterback, and that's okay.
And you know, it's funny because I picked these guys to win. I did not feel confident in all my pick, but I also made it, I thought Eckler was going to be, that might be out when we had to make the pick. But now in hindsight, I would say, well, I don't think it, certainly he didn't have the kind of game that I thought he might. That was all Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen and then, you know, Mike Williams and size. But even the stuff to Williams, that was Justin Herbert. But the other thing too, Bram.
I got to tell you, I'll let you finish. I'm sorry. But like, honestly, if you told me a team is going to exclusively have to pass the ball on this team to win, I would tell you we're going to win 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
And today, this team was toasted.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's disappointing. Like, we have these two ends with this defensive line and an upgraded secondary, and they got roasted on third down, on third and long, over and over and over. That's where we're supposed to win, right? So that's disappointing.
Big time, big time. And like you said, that especially because, listen, this is supposed to be the bedrock of this team as the offense matures or grows or whatever. And if they're going to come out like this, it's not good. What it also says, though, is this team has to be better on third downs offensively, because if you are going to face those quarterbacks, you can't keep giving them chances. You're going to have to play keep away at least a little bit while also converting into points. So I don't know. There's much more to say on this. Well, at least Dustin Hopkins was good on kicks inside 50. So there you go. So
he was good. Crazy. DeAndre Carter was okay.
I thought he gave a spark plug. I liked him.
I thought Heinicke showed a lot of energy. I think they took the ball out of his hands, honestly, in the fourth quarter and should have allowed him the opportunity to probably show a little bit more. Terry McLaurin made an absolutely ridiculous catch in this game. That's always a good sign. It's never all bad. And the reality is, I think there's a lot left to be desired, and they lost by 4 points, right? And while I don't think that score really represents how this game went, it is the reality of it. And when push came to shove, twice they caused turnovers in the red zone. So it's not like it's all terrible here, but it's going to have to be a lot better.
Yeah,
and it better be a lot better fast, because 0-2 with two home games, that's a hole most teams don't climb out of. So
especially going on the road next week.
Yeah, this is a very, very, very important game Thursday night.
But I think, Bram, and the last thing on this too is the building process includes getting your heads in the right direction. And if there is a maturity issue, and again, I don't think that it's like that they're immature from the standpoint they're just goofing off and things like that. I've covered those teams where I felt like it was like that. I think they're immature on the field and what they're having to execute. And that's part of this building process is getting that to mature. Because if you do, the talent is there.
I agree. And go back to last year again for a moment. Like the teams they lost to early, Arizona was good, could have been a playoff team. Cleveland was a playoff team. Baltimore was a playoff team. Rams were a playoff team. They weren't particularly competitive or on the same level with any of those teams.
No.
People forget that part. It turned in the second half of the season. That's where it turned, against some opponents that weren't playoff teams. And then eventually they started to prove their mettle when they got to Pittsburgh and San Francisco and gave Seattle a really good run. And by the end of the year, and Tampa. And by the end of the year, we were like, oh, these guys can play. So that's why I don't want to go too overboard about this, because this feels like last year, honestly, where it was like, okay, there's a long way to go here, but it doesn't mean they can't get there. And I need to trust that Rivera's done this so many times that somewhere along the way it clicks and they get better. And I think they will. I think their team is better. And that's why I'm hoping it happens faster this time around than it did a year ago.
Well, he did not seem happy after the game. So I'll be curious to see how they respond Thursday, because I think this is a big test for them to come out and play better. And the one thing he always said, you have to go play well first. And once you start playing well, you start stringing together wins. So
but they did not play well.
It's got to start with playing well.
Yes, they were beat by a really good quarterback who was really clutch today, but they put themselves in bad position after bad position. They had a terrible turnover at a bad time. They had a lot of penalties. They did not necessarily do anything consistent on offense. I'm not surprised by that. And defensively was a letdown. They lost today. Yeah. They weren't beaten. Mm-hmm. They lost today. He knows that. And I think it's going to be a good lesson for them, because it's one thing when Tom Brady, like they go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady and then he just throws a couple dimes in the fourth quarter and you get beat by the GOAT. Okay, you can live with that. They beat themselves today, and I think they I'm sure they know that they were outplayed in every way.
They got I think the Chargers beat them, and so I think I'm just a big fan of Herbert now after watching him up close. Just feeling his impact on the game was tremendous. But I still go back to there a lot. Like I am like you, go back, watch the game, see where some breakdowns occurred. And then see if they get better. Because, listen, if you want to build something right, if there's a step-by-step process, and I know like fans don't always want to hear that because they've been waiting so long for something positive, but this thing is not finished yet. Because, first of all, because they don't have the guy behind center that is your long-term answer. So until you get that guy, this thing isn't finished. But there's still part of that is the mentality. And when they came into the season, the big thing for Rivera was his phrase was, now what? And, so now, like last year doesn't matter. Now what do you do? So maybe some of these guys find that out and we'll see what happens. So, all right, Bram, not the opener that people want to hear about, but it's what it is. So I appreciate you joining me.
All right. See ya.
That's it for this episode. It's a short week, so I'll be back with another episode either Tuesday night or Wednesday as we get you ready for the week 2 game against the New York Giants. Talk to you next time.